It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Bemidji State's 10th national title and 12th national title both came against Mercyhurst in 1992 and 1995. Bucky's Legends continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State defeated Mercyhurst twice, winning two national titles, their 10th and 12th, in 1992 and 1995. Coach R.H. Bob Peters says that those two national titles were almost more about who they didn't have on their team than who they did.
Well, that first game, I think the first game was 10-6. I got a little stirred about that. I didn't like 6 goals. I liked 10 for us. And I do believe I had a fireside chat with the players involved, meaning those who were on the ice when we were giving up the goals. And the next time he came out and we shut him down. But we played him 2 years in a row, once here and once there for the national championship. They were solid. And they at that time, were offering Canadian money at par for recruits. And this one particular recruit we were very much interested in, the boy from Saskatchewan, and I said to him, we can't touch that. He said, if they're going to do that for you, you better take that. Well, he did. And he's a good player, and we could have used him. But the second year of that two-year, I'll say, championship contest, we're at Mercyhurst, and Gary Erickson was with us on that trip. It was morning skate, and Gary and I were down by the boards, kind of watching the practice, the boys skate around. And this boy from Saskatchewan that we wanted, that chose to go there, came over to visit with me. And we had a guy by the name of Jim Logan, who's a cousin of Teddy Belisle and his brother Omer Belisle. Big guy. I mean, we're talking 6'4", 6'5", here. But skate 6'6", easy. And you noticed him on the ice. And he was good. And the father of this player from Saskatchewan that chose to go to Mercyhurst said to me, "Where did you get that guy?" And I said, "He's the player I brought in when your son decided to go to Mercyhurst." Oh, I love that one. That was one of the best shots I ever delivered.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.